Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The video game industry is responsible for so many untold hours of joy in all our lives. But for every game that sees the light of day, there's always another that's killed at the behest of corporate executives. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game studios we're idiots to cancel. Number 10, Batman Project Sabbath. It's hard to believe that the last time we got a really good dose of Batman in gaming was over 6 years ago in 2015's Batman Arkham Knight. In the years that followed, speculation has been rife about what was going to happen to the Batman gaming IP. Would Rocksteady keep going and make something new, or would Batman Arkham Origins developer Warner Bros. Montreal continue on Rocksteady's legacy? As we now know, though, Rocksteady is actually developing Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, while Montreal is working on a co-op Batman universe adventure called Gotham Knights. However, it has recently come to light that this wasn't the original plan. Codenamed Batman Project Sabbath, Montreal's original version for a new Batman game would have had an older, more grizzled Bruce Wayne, complete with a Kratos-like big bushy beard, and also included a playable Damian Wayne as he takes up the mantle of Batman. He's hoping that Gotham Knights will be as good as this could have been, as it sounds like a real shame that this one was cancelled. Number 9, Silent Hills. Yeah, you knew this one would be on here. Silent Hills is perhaps one of the most infamous cancelled games in history, and one that players everywhere still hope will be released at some point. The hype around this title was just unreal. After Konami pushed out PT, a short playable teaser for a then-unknown survival horror game, people soon cracked it apart and were greeted with a trailer for Silent Hills, fronted by none other than legendary game designer and Metal Gear creator Hideo Kojima himself. The project was to star Norman Reedus of The Walking Dead fame and looked to build upon the terrifying foundations established in that legendary PT demo. Then Metal Gear Solid 5 happened, Kojima and Konami had a big breakup, and Konami decided to cancel the project and make pachinko machines and a terrible Metal Gear Solid spin-off instead. Kojima went on to create Death Stranding, which, as we all know, finally allowed him to live out his dream and create a project with Norman Reedus and all of his other famous mates. With Kojima's Google Stadia horror game also reportedly cancelled as well, it seems like him and the genre just aren't a good fit. Number 8, Star Wars 1313. Star Wars and video games seem destined to be together. That said though, despite a huge amount of Star Wars games being released over the years, there have been quite a few which have had their proverbial heads cut off and their arms cut off before they ever saw the light of day. The first of these, and one of the hardest hitting, was Star Wars 1313. First released via a bombastic trailer at E3 2012, oh my god, I am so old, 1313 was to put you in the shoes of none other than old favourite bounty hunter Boba Fett in a third-person fast-paced shooter. It looked brilliant at the time, full of excellent environments and slick combat, and it really could have been something special. Unfortunately though, Star Wars 1313 was cut off just a year after its initial reveal, after Disney shut down the developers LucasArts and subsequently fired most of the staff who worked there. Number 7, Bully 2. Just recently, in November 2021, rumors began to circulate that Rockstar, behind closed doors, had quietly cancelled a project that had already cost them over $50 million. With Grand Theft Auto 6 no doubt already in the works, and there being absolutely no chance of that thing being cancelled, and with it being very unlikely that Rockstar would cancel Red Dead Redemption 3, a lot of people thought that this might be the sequel to a classic Rockstar game of yesterday, Bully 2. In a recent call with investors, Take-Two's CEO Strauss Zelnick noted that, quote, "A lot of time and resources went into the property," end quote, but ultimately, the project wasn't reaching the level of excellence Rockstar normally aspires to in their games, with, I guess, the exception of GTA Definitive Edition. He went on to say, quote, "When we talked about our robust pipeline over a multi-year period, we did say that certain titles would not make it, and this was one of them," end quote. Bully 2 has, of course, been rumored to be in development at Rockstar for years, and if this is true, it's a real shame, as it could have been easily a very popular sequel if done right. Number 6, Days Gone 2. When it first released, Days Gone was met with casual indifference and got a bit of a drubbing from critics. As such, it didn't really set the world on fire, and instead the game sold pretty well, but in the eyes of Sony it wasn't considered a massive success on the level of something like Horizon or Ghost of Tsushima. The end of Days Gone, though, leaves it wide open for a sequel, and developers Sony Bend were definitely planning to make one and even pitched it to Sony. Unfortunately, though, it wasn't greenlit, and instead Sony Bend was tasked with helping Naughty Dog on their projects and is heavily rumored to be working on a new IP. And this is a real shame, as the sequel could easily iron out the few problems of the original and deliver a more streamlined, memorable, and overall more enjoyable game than the first one was. I mean, that's not even to say that the first one wasn't enjoyable, just this series had so much potential, and Sam Witwer deserves to finally get a successful series. Number 5, Gotham by Gaslight. Steampunk and Batman together in one glorious project? Well, sign us up. Based on the 1989 Batman comic of the same name, Gotham by Gaslight imagines what it would be like if Batman was alive in the 1800s rather than in the present day like we're used to. Gotham by Gaslight sadly never got very far off the ground though, and was actually only at the pitch level before it was cancelled. A very rough prototype of the game has released in recent years, showcasing a steampunk style aesthetic for Batman, a foggy 1800s Gotham environment, and some seriously impressive looking cape physics for the time. It's obviously super rough around the edges, as Batman can leap as high as building roofs, but the actual environment looks great, and the verticality involved with Batman being able to traverse rooftops looks quite reminiscent of what Rocksteady did with Arkham City and Knight. So yeah, we won't lose hope that this one won't be created one day. Number 4, Hangar 13's $50 million superhero game. While Hangar 13 aren't as well known as some of the developers on this list, they have quite the pedigree of making good games. After all, they're the people behind Mafia 3 and the Mafia Definitive Edition, and recent rumors pointed to the fact that Hangar 13 was at one point working on a sci-fi superhero game, but this has since been canned by parent company Take-Two. And again, that's a real shame, as the planned project, codenamed Vault, has been described as, quote, "Saints Row meets Cthulhu," and had a planned emphasis on multiplayer gameplay, implying that it would be some kind of large scale open world game where you could run amok with your friends as superheroes. Ultimately, Take-Two looked at all of this and decided to pull the plug before it ever saw the light of day, but it could have been something special. Number 3, Rockstar's Agent. Although there's never been any official cancellation of Rockstar's Agent, the planned stealth adventure is all but dead. First announced when I was but a child in June 2009, Agent was set to be Rockstar's take on a spy adventure in the 1970s during the Cold War. It was to immerse players in the quote-unquote world of counterintelligence, espionage, and political assassinations. At the time, Sam Hauser of Rockstar was all in on the project, believing it could be as successful as Grand Theft Auto, and that players might get to play it exclusively on the PS3 as early as 2010. In the years that followed, though, complete radio silence happened. Agent was never mentioned by anyone, apart from those who remembered its initial reveal and wondered what happened to it. And Rockstar quietly let their IP registration expire in 2018, meaning they've likely completely moved on from this project in favor of games such as Grand Theft Auto 6, Red Dead Redemption 3, and probably Table Tennis the Next Generation with laser balls and stuff. Alright, maybe not the last one, even though I would love that, by the way. Number 2, The Uncharted Remake. This one might sound a little bit mad, but bear with me. A few years ago, it was reported that a new first-party studio had been established within Sony, with its first project remaining a tantalizing mystery that the likes of me and Scott Tailford speculated over endlessly. The new team allegedly wasn't viewed particularly kindly in Sony's eyes. They apparently initially wanted to remake Uncharted Drake's Fortune, the first game in the Legendary Trilogy for next-generation consoles. The idea was to essentially bring it up to to date, giving it the kind of graphical fidelity seen in The Last of Us Part 2. And that is a game that could look amazing with a proper remake, as it's easily the most dated of Naughty Dog's modern titles. Unfortunately, this was shot down and the team instead was put on remaking The Last of Us Part 1, a title far less in need of a remake as it still looks and plays amazing to this day. I mean, The Last of Us is one of my favourite games of all time, but come on guys, isn't it a bit too soon to remake it? Like, this thing is still good. Number 1, Super Mario RPG 2. When Squaresoft and Nintendo collaborated together to create an RPG based on the Super Mario property, it was easy to think that it sounded a little bit crazy. At the point of the original Super Mario RPG's release, Mario's backstory was almost non-existent. He was just a plumber off to save the princess from Bowser, and he didn't really have a whole lot of depth. But when it came out, somehow Super Mario RPG just worked. It was a great take on the adventures of Mario and remains to this day one of the best games released on the SNES. With that in mind then, surely it was due for a sequel. Well, it turns out that was originally the plan. Super Mario RPG 2 was to be released for the Nintendo 64DD and was planned to be a direct continuation of the original game. It's not known how or why this was changed, but at some point during development, the developers switched tack and used what they'd already built to start up a new Mario IP called Paper Mario. Which is all well and good, as Paper Mario is generally quite excellent, but still, we'd really like a direct sequel to Super Mario RPG, please, Nintendo. It would be perfect for the Switch, I'm just throwing that out there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.